This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court is considering whether MIT can be held liable for a student's suicide. In 2009, graduate student Han Nguyen killed himself on campus. Professors knew he was mentally ill and struggling, according to court documents. The Nguyen family attorney Jeffrey Beeler argued before the high court today that MIT should have done more to protect Nguyen, even if school officials didn't know how imminent his suicide was.
If you say to the schools, you don't need to use reasonable care except during what would be an imminent suicide crisis, a kid standing on the side of the building saying, I'm going to jump off, you miss the opportunities to intercede earlier in the process, which is when you can save these students.
The attorney representing MIT, Kevin Martin, argued that schools don't have a special duty to protect students from risky behavior or self-harm.
No court has recognized a special relationship duty to protect somebody from their own self-inflicted harm. Society does not expect, for example, a landlord to protect a tenant from committing suicide in their own apartment building.
18 Massachusetts colleges and universities, from Holy Cross to Harvard to Northeastern, filed a brief in the case, arguing the college professors, resident assistants, and other staff can't be expected to act as clinicians. To expect that might actually put a chilling effect on students coming forward with mental health concerns, say the schools. Martin Healy is chief legal counsel for the Massachusetts Bar Association. He watched the oral arguments today online and told us the case is being watched very closely by the higher education community nationwide.
The concern is whether or not a university can be held monetarily liable for the suicide of one of their students. Now, mental health issues are obviously very unpredictable, and there's been a number of increased rates of suicide occurring in the collegiate community throughout the nation.
The student who took his life, Han Nguyen, had sought help at MIT Mental Health Services in 2007, 2 years before. But then he said he wanted to go off campus for his mental health care. He was being treated at Mass General Hospital. His professors apparently knew of his mental illness. He had tried to take his life prior to this event. But immediately before he killed himself, there was a professor who called Nguyen and berated him for something, an email that he had written. And Nguyen's family's attorney says that drove him to suicide because it was moments later that Han Nguyen jumped out of the building. Does that complicate the case and this decision from the high court?
I don't believe it complicates the case at all. In fact, I think it underscores the liability of MIT in this case. In particular, there was that phone call that was placed by a professor that berated Mr. Nguyen, but there was already well-known issues regarding Mr. Nguyen's mental health, and there was a decision made by MIT to treat him gently, and they had already made an agreement internally to advance him in his studies, recognizing that he had great stress placed upon him during examination periods and other stressful moments. So there was an acknowledgement by the school that they shouldn't treat him in any type of harsh manner, and here we have a professor that did so, and unfortunately, that action may have triggered the actual suicide. We'll never know for sure what actually triggered it, but it is so close in proximity to the death that I think it does speak to the liability of MIT in this particular case.
So does that make the case so narrow that a decision against MIT would not necessarily apply to other schools?
No. What the case is actually trying to speak to is a larger issue, and that is if a school holds itself out as having mental health services and they get involved with students regarding their mental health, then they owe a duty of care to that student. But from a legal perspective, it is a very exciting case for lawyers to watch because the case law has been kind of all over the board, if you will. And our Supreme Judicial Court has historically stood for advancing the rights of individuals to bring suits against others in the area of tort law, which is a civil wrong committed by one person against another.
Martin Healy is chief legal counsel of the Massachusetts Bar Association. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.